Purchasing cycle. The purchasing cycle, or ordering cycle, is used for low volume or one-time purchasing. This may include anything from new equipment or software systems to office and MRO, maintenance, repair, and operating, supplies such as replacement parts for equipment. It can also be used for unique items needed for engineer and make-to-order production. The tasks in the cycle are generally performed by an organization's purchasing department. Exhibit 5-10 shows the steps in the purchasing cycle. Exhibit 5-10, purchasing cycle. Each of these steps is discussed next. Generating requisition. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the following terms. A purchase requisition is an authorization to the purchasing department to purchase specified materials in specified quantities within a specified time C. Part requisition. A requisition is an internal request to initiate a purchase order. While a purchase requisition is internal and can be rescheduled as needed, a PO is a legal contract and MRP must honor the terms specified in the PO. If needed, the purchase requisition would be rescheduled to accommodate the PO requirements, not the other way around. A PO may be on paper or may be electronic in an Enterprise Resources Planning, ERP, system. EERP simplifies the process, filling in information about the item already in the records. ERP will rely on its Material Requirements Planning, MRP, module for items required in operations. But many of the materials needed frequently will rely on contract buying instead of the purchasing cycle. For more sporadically used items, such as maintenance or repair items or new functional area software, a manual requisition is made. For such needs, the functional area needing the item will initiate the requisition. The requisition should provide the functional requirements, quantity, and delivery requirements. There should be checks and balances in whatever system is used to initiate the requisition. For example, the segregation of duties will require different people to perform initiation versus approval steps in the process. Requisitions above a certain dollar amount usually require prior approval at the appropriate level. A maximum price may also be specified. Purchasing cycle. Purchase orders. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a purchase order, PO, as the purchaser's authorization used to formalize a purchase transaction with a supplier. A purchase order, when given to a supplier, should contain statements of the name, part number, quantity, description, and price of the goods or services ordered, agreed to terms as to payment, discounts, date of performance, and transportation, and all other agreements pertinent to the purchase and its execution by the supplier. C. Discrete purchase order. Some items are ordered from a list of preferred suppliers at a defined price. Sometimes a more formal request for quote process is required. Purchasing will select a supplier based on the requisition requirements and approved vendor lists and issue a PO. Once released, the PO is considered an open order until the end of the purchasing cycle. Alternatively, purchasing might use various types of auctions or trade exchange services to find suppliers when price is the primary criterion, for example, for commodities. On the supplier side, order processing starts once the customer's order is received. Order processing is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the activities required to administratively process a customer's order and make it ready for shipment or production. Issuing purchase order. The item is ordered according to purchasing guidelines. Following up, purchasing will track the status of the order to ensure that it will arrive on schedule. Purchasing may reprioritize deliveries based on information on changes to the material requirements plan. If the order is at risk of arriving late, purchasing may expedite it, especially if the lateness will impact production schedules. If the order will arrive early, purchasing may de-expedite it. Purchasing will also keep the requesting person or department aware of the status of the order. Receiving goods. Receiving will compare the incoming order with the purchase order and the packing slip. Any necessary inspections or item counts are also performed at this time. Receipt of full and partial shipments is recorded and tracked. If the order has not been completely fulfilled, the purchase order is held open. Damage caused in shipment will result in a freight claim to the carrier, and the goods will be placed in a segregated holding area pending the result of the claim. Goods of unacceptable quality will be addressed per the contract details and may or may not be returned. Approving payment. If receiving indicates that everything is in order, accounts payable reconciles the purchase order, the receiving report, and the supplier invoice in a three-way match before approving the invoice for payment. This acknowledges that quantities and materials are correct. The accepted goods are entered into inventory, and data on actual receipt date, quantities, and quality are tracked for supplier monitoring and controlling purposes. After goods are received and accepted, the organization approves payment to the supplier and closes the order. Accounts payable is then responsible for payment.